Two of the most progressive universities in the nation, Michigan and California, took unprecedented steps last week when they added another racist word to their official list of banned language. While it may seem as if both states are competing to see who can be the most woke, this is a welcome reminder that liberal stupidity lives on. I'm Gary Francio. We stay on top of the latest news. Hit subscribe and tell your friends you saw it at the Next News Network. Before I get to that report, as energy prices rise 20 to 43%, households across the U.S. will face a cold and uncomfortable winter. This amazing power-saving device can help you avoid those rip-off prices. This device eliminates dirty electricity from your home, lowering your electricity bills. With patented technology, it increases home efficiency, ensures less power is wasted, and most importantly, lowers energy bills. Go to savepowerbills.com or click the link below to get it for 50% off. Now back to the news. Another disgraceful and pandering concession to the politics of division, institutions in Michigan and California recently banned staff and students from using the word field due to its racist connotation. Is this really progress, or does it just amount to a misguided virtue signal? It's hard to fathom just how anyone communicates at these indoctrination camps when they ban just about every word. What'll be next? We can't wait. The Washington Examiner reports that according to a report, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the University of Southern California School of Social Work have taken steps to eliminate the use of the term field in official documents because it's deemed racist. Watch.
The University of Southern California's School of Social Work is reportedly banning the word field from its curriculum over the word's alleged racist connotation. So here's why. The school justified the ban saying, quote, language can be powerful and phrases such as going into the field or field work maybe have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are not benign. Maybe have connotations.
And they changed it to practicum. So I'm looking forward to the new Kevin Costner movie, Practicum of Dreams. Okay, people on the left, because this is always white people on the left.
Yes.
They are cultural arsonists. They set fires so they themselves can extinguish them and claim valor or virtue. Look what we did. Mm-hmm. We took the fight to the word field. But every time they try to demonstrate some empathy or connection with minority communities, what they establish is that there isn't one. Okay, if you go into an inner city right now where people are struggling to pay for goods because of inflation, or they're worried about getting mugged on the way to the bodega, or the bogada, as Jill Biden called it, no one, as the knife gets pulled out on them on the subway, is like, but more importantly, you know, the word field is out there in USC. And just go ahead and stab me because I got to make this phone call.
Yeah, Carly, did you go to USC? I said, no, I went to UCLA, obviously the opposite antagonist school.
Yeah.
But UCLA does crazy stuff like this. So even though I did the whole fight on thing there, I really have no point to talk here because they do stupid stuff as well.
Well, I couldn't get into either because my aunt couldn't cut me a check to vouch for my low test scores like Aunt Becky did on
Aunt
the whole
Becky,
house.
Yes.
The school said that this is just the start of its plan to change language as well.
Oh,
so we
you.
Have... more fun to come.
It's like they saw what Stanford did right up
the
coast and said, oh, that worked out great for them. Let's do it. Even though Stanford got dragged through the mud because of their stupidity on language.
Yeah. Dumb. Go to community college with me. Granted, you'll sit with a 38-year-old man who's in a high chair.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The point is, you won't hate America.
You know what
In a memo sent to students, faculty, and staff on Monday, the Suzanne Dworck Peck School of Social Work at the University of California informed them they would no longer use the word field or field work in their curriculum, but would instead use the word practicum, since the word field was associated with slavery. One of the faculty members sounded the alarm on Twitter, posting the letter that he received with the caption, "Today, U.S. Social Work sent out this letter announcing that they will no longer use the word field, as in conducting field work, because it's perceived as racist. Is this with merit or an empty virtue signal?" And tagging Elon Musk and Ingram Engel. In a statement to the Washington Examiner, Charisse Trump, the director of Speech First, condemned the university's policing of language. She noted that the absurdity of approved speech coming from our universities often keeps people from realizing just how bad the situation has really become for students on these campuses. This all comes as liberal campuses across the country are testing their luck with policing speech, which predictably will not end well. Students will start suing these universities. The Washington Examiner previously reported that a conservative group had filed a class action lawsuit against six Texas medical schools for illegally discriminating against white, Asian, and male applicants. In today's university landscape, we're seeing a worrying trend of provision across the board, a movement further and further away from intellectual challenge and stimulating debate. Institutions of higher learning seem to be becoming increasingly bold in their desire to limit problematic language in the attempt to ensure inclusion. It's essential that this revolving door be shut before another similarly ill-informed policy emerges. We must promote policies that support college environments that foster diversity of thought and words, not restriction of words and diversity of color. One will actually create better humans, while the other will divide us, and we ultimately end up losing as a nation. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. Let's talk more about your power bills, because in the United States, households are expected to face a cold and uncomfortable winter because energy prices are rising. Residents can expect to pay up to 43% more than they do now. With this amazing power-saving device, you can reduce your power bills by reducing the energy consumption in your home. It plugs into the wall and reduces dirty electricity in homes. The result is an increase in efficiency and reduction in dirty electricity, a reduction in wasteful power, as well as lower monthly energy bills. Visit savepowerbills.com or simply click the link in the description below and get it now for 50% off. If you're not satisfied with the product, you have 60 days to change your mind. See you at the next report. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.